This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Our weekly excursion into what's going on, celebrated news talk radio hosts and stations, programs all around the country are monitored by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com, the list of the stories and the people who have made it this week into this overview of conversation. It's the number one format in America, and we're here to provide a service every week at this time. When I say we, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, whose job it is to keep me in line. And after he goes through the stories of the people, he does the best he can to keep me in line, which means I should be quiet and listen to him. Which is usually more informative. You don't learn anything with your mouth open. You ever notice that? You got one mouth and two ears. So you learn, if your mouth is closed, then you actually can learn something. And I have, I've been.
One mouth and two ears. Why is that?
Yes. I don't know. Who do we see about that? We have to check.
Because if we had two mouths, we could have, you know, our protein goes in one mouth. We eat in one mouth, and we talk through the other mouth. That way we can...
No, what I'd like to do is be able to have cookies and cake in one mouth, and then stuff that's really good for me in the other mouth.
Mm-hmm. And if the mouth were located where the stomach is, then you can just sit down at the table and just push everything right in without having to lift it up with your hands and to your head.
I saw a trailer at the movies last week, some really horrible movie that's supposed to be for kids, which shows a picture of a little girl having teeth in the back of her neck eating an ear of corn.
Was this a joke or was this a real
movie? No, this is some movie that's out. All right, let's get to our list here before we get distracted. Let's go through the stories and the people, please.
What list? We have at number 10, the NBA Finals. At number 9, the Stanford rape case. At number 8, the China-U.S. military incidents. There's a word, incidents. Mm-hmm. The Iran-Boeing deal is at 7. The battle against ISIS is at 6. The Disney gator death is at 5. At number 4, we have the member of parliament in Britain that was slain in the Brexit issue. The presidential race is at 3. The filibuster and gun legislation is at 2. And the Orlando Club massacre is the most talked about, has been for this past week, story on news talk stations, just like the ones people are listening to now. The people on our survey, Steph Curry and LeBron James from the World of Basketball are at 10. John Brennan from the CIA is 9. Brock Turner at 8. Paul Ryan at 7. Number 6 is Bernie Sanders. 5, Elizabeth Warren. 4, Hillary. Number 3, President Obama. Number 2, Donald Trump, and Omar Mateen is at number 1, and it's been a hodgepodge of crazy stories this week. The world is nuts, we are part of it.
Yeah. And so does this make for good conversation? It's compelling. I don't know how we define good conversation. We think that the presidential race is good conversation. I guess it depends on who's running.
No, it depends on who's talking. A good conversation is made by good conversationalists.
Yeah. So who have been the best when it comes to the coverage, the overview, the insight, which is better than coverage because the news media, as usual, certain elements in it have made this story the raison d'etre. But there are plenty of people who have taken the nuance of it, and I think that's one of the great things that you and I always acknowledge about this format, because depending on where you're coming from, Michael Kastner, I'll use him as an example, host working on KEX in Portland, used to do the Wall Street Journal afternoon show, was pretty good talk host, in my opinion, anyway, and I find him to be, when I've listened to him, pretty compelling. I didn't know he was gay, never paid any, I don't have good gaydar anyway. So about, 6 months ago or so, Michael, he came out and said that he was gay. It's fairly recently, anyway. And then when this episode happened last Sunday, he went on the air on Monday, and it was very compelling. And I guess it depends on where you're coming from. There are a lot of people who are angry. There's still arguments on the air between people who think the gay lifestyle is, you should be the ones who are fed to the alligators or the gators down in Disney World. It's just amazing what people think. But at any rate, he was on the air and he had a monologue that I thought was extraordinarily compelling, talking about, as he now openly discusses, his gaydom. Is that a word? Can you, if you're gay, is the world of gay life gaydom? Maybe?
Gaydom?
Yeah.
It could be. I mean, why not?
Gayness?
Gayness?
Whatever the word is. Yeah. So he talks about it, and then he relates that to the incidents in Orlando at this club. And I just found it to be enlightening. I found it to be something that when I heard it, I couldn't shut it off. I listened to it a couple times, actually. And then there's another host who was on a station in Orlando who got taken off the air because he put something. He didn't say what he said on the air. He wrote it on his Twitter account or Facebook. I don't know where it was, but it was in social media, basically saying with regard to the gun issue, and that is number two. So the whole thing about guns is played handily into this number one issue. But he said in his post that he'd make a deal. He said, I'll make a deal with you. I'll support the removal of all of these automatic weapons if, in turn, we ban abortion clinics and abortion doctors. Well, the people he worked for didn't like it. They took him off the air. And so I use those two examples as the different points of view having to do with the same issue. And I'm sure that we could probably, and you've heard many more than I have, different opinions, different thoughts on radio programs all across the week. So does that mean this is the best? The sadness, the horror of this brings out the best in those of us who do this?
It can, yeah. great question. Sadness is part of the human condition. Anything that's important, anything that is of mutual interest, common interest, can bring out the best. But the best has to come out even when there's not a lot to talk about. That's why, let's go back to what I said before. Great conversation, great talk radio, great broadcasting. There's always something to talk about. The human condition, society, politics, human relations, civics, history, technology. I mean, it's endless. So anybody that needs to have a disaster to be able to have the best brought out of them in terms of the conversation, we're not talking about in terms of running into a burning building and saving lives. We're talking about it. There's no end to how many angles could be talked about so many things, because the world is always a seething, boiling pot of emotions and drama and comedy. The world is just overflowing with humanity and its concerns. Yeah, just how you look at it and how empathetic and sensitive you are. And, of course, you have to have the ability to process it and then articulate the result of your processes to an audience that's there for the purpose of listening.
Very good.
Was that good? I wrote it.
Very good.
I sat up all night last night writing it because somebody was asking
that
question.
Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, here with our weekly overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. More details behind the scene conversation with Michael in a moment here on The Countdown.
When you need spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Are anti-establishment candidates a positive sign? I'm Matt Carey with the Lexington Institute, and it's your country. The spectator sport known as the political season is in high gear and more intense than ever before. We saw the slow-motion collapse of the Democratic Party this decade with the loss of hundreds of state and national political offices. Now we may be watching the fast-motion collapse of the Republican Party, with anti-establishment candidates gathering the vast majority of presidential primary votes. Nearly 70% of the country thinks America's heading in the wrong direction. Our economic recovery is the slowest on record, with 1 in 5 Americans on food stamps and 1 in 3 on welfare. Who can blame the voters for being upset? Maybe the trouble in both political parties is a positive sign. Americans are searching for alternative ideas and leaders and are willing to take chances with outsiders. I'm Matt Carey with the Lexington Institute, and remember, it's your country.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. 2 pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
The time is 17, almost 18 after the hour, countdown time. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. We're talking about the items of interest this week. And all too often, we get ourselves wrapped around the top 10, and we don't do ancillary things or things that would be considered good news. I found the story. I love
this. There's a reason. Can I jump in? There's a reason
for
that. Because this is about the top 10.
Yeah, I know. Right.
We do what we're supposed
to. But do you mind when I do? You mind?
No. But I want to point out so people don't think that somehow we're ignoring other topics.
Right.
The show is the countdown show of the top 10, so it's logical that we would talk about the top 10.
Yes, it is.
Okay. That's like
saying,
you know, welcome to the polka party. We're going to play country music today because we never play that. You know.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Now go ahead.
Roll out the barrel. So that leads me to carpool karaoke, which is becoming a phenom. Have you ever seen James Corden doing one of his carpool karaoke's?
No.
You must see. Just all you have to do is Google carpool karaoke /Adele. That'll get you started. That'll get you hooked. And from there, you will never miss an episode. I didn't even like this guy at the beginning. I thought, can't we find some American to host these shows? We had all this Trevor, what's-his-face doing a Daily Show. He's ruined that. But I will tell you something. This kid, Corden, he did a great job with the Tonys last weekend. And he does a great job on his late-night show. And one of the things that's going to become apparently a show of its own is this carpool karaoke where he gets some popular singer and they drive around and they sing the songs. So he had somebody in the car the other day, and I forget who it was. Carrie, you can remind me because I can't remember who it was. I think it was somebody from Guns N' Roses the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Red Hot Chili Peppers, lead singer. They do the karaoke, and they get out, and they're going to get a bite to eat. And some woman runs out of her house with her baby stopped breathing, and this guy runs over, grabs the baby, gives it CPR, saves the baby's life. And this was all happening while the cameras were around, and it was phenomenal video and conversation. And I thought, wow, wouldn't it be great if we had more of these sorts of things to talk about? In a week like we've just had, it'd be hard to do, but it's worth an acknowledgement anyway. And so that's why I gave it a moment or two for your consideration. It's now 21 after the hour on the countdown.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It is 23 minutes after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, reviewing what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. You said something before we get back to the countdown and some of the things that are there that are worthy of our attention. You're talking about how good conversationalists always have something to say because there are so many exciting, compelling things going on in the world. And that has always bothered me. The thing that you hear from some hosts when they go on the air, well, it's a slow news day today, not much going on. So they rehash the usual things. You can get calls and have conversations about abortion or gun control or capital punishment, yada, yada, yada. When in fact, as you have suggested, the world is full of exciting, interesting things and people to talk about. And so those are the, for example, I use this as sort of a continuation of a conversation that has been in the top 10 over the past several months, and that's the Zika virus. The CDC said this week, 234 women who are pregnant in our country have this. Last time I heard, there were two people. Now all of a sudden there are hundreds of women who are pregnant who have the Zika virus. How did that happen? I think that's a very important thing. I mean, did it happen because they got bitten by a mosquito, or they had sex with a man who'd been bitten by a mosquito? And so then you get into a conversation with some of the better doctors that are on the air about the fever, the rash, what happens. But did you know it got lost? I thought this week in the conversation, this would be, I think, probably would have made it into the top 10 had not all this other stuff going on. Do you agree, Michael?
Yes, if all this other stuff had not gone on.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is the secondary topics would be the top topics if the top topics didn't happen. But the top the top topics happened. And I don't know. I don't think most people are walking around concerned about the Zika virus. I think that there's always some disease out there that is about to...
So do you think it's overdone, the conversation about it? I've said that many times, including this, but I'm not sure I think that anymore because of these numbers. But then can you trust the news media to tell you what really is going on? That's another question.
I think that there are many, many, many things going on at the same time. and that we only create lists and we only create topics and things of that nature to try to sort it out so that our brains, which are really only able to focus on several things at once, can absorb it. But words and categories are artificial abstracts. The reality is everything is happening at the same time. And it's happening simultaneously in many, many places, with each individual having their own unique perspective, point of view, and feelings about things. So there's no cut and dried, you know, empirical truth about here's what's being talked about, here's what's important. I mean, you use the word important a lot. Like how important, you even have a survey on your website. Which of these do you consider important? Well, I don't know. How do you judge the NBA Finals versus the presidential race, or what happened in Orlando versus ISIS?
It's a very personal thing. Some people may not care about a lot of these, but they care about who wins the NBA Final, who's the winner at the end of the day.
Well, some do, and some people care about it all. I mean, one could be upset about Orlando and care about the NBA Finals in the same old brain.
Yes, that is correct.
It's not one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of the fascination of reality versus our artificial approach to it in order to be able to communicate. Words are not the total story, you know. Words are only a symbol of something that's so abstract we can't find words to express it. That's a very philosophical thing, but it really is the underlying truth.
Yeah, it is. And this, if you want the truth, you'll listen to this radio program. Doug Stephan, Michael Harrison, 20.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Four after the hour now. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for the week of June 13th to the 17th. I'm Doug Stefan with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the business talk radio. Do they call them business stations anymore? Money stations? What is the right
category? There are some, but not many.
What's the right way to refer them? Are they money stations or business talk station?
I don't think there's any right way. I don't think that there are enough of them, or that they are, in the news of the industry as a leading genre where it matters what you talk, how you describe them. And many of them are not totally money oriented. Some of them just have several money shows, and then they'll have syndicated business news talk shows. So it's kind of a sloshy genre, if you will.
Well, it would be you'd hear perhaps the Wall Street show in the morning, and then you'd hear a couple of business shows, the Business Roundtable, the Business, what's that show, the Business Big Guys or something. What's Kara? What's the name of that show that is on Business Rockstars? That's it, Business Rockstars. And then you do Dave Ramsey, and then you do, what's his face, from Atlanta.
Ramsey is not business as much as Ramsey is personal.
It's money. It's
It's the philosophy of money and good living.
Right.
Again, sloshy. These are all a little bit different than each other, and I like it that way. I don't like excessive categorization. That you have to now program to the category. The category should be designed to reflect the programming. But what happens is the programming starts to reflect the category. Oh, we can't do that. We're a business thing. Oh, we can't play that. We're a country station. Oh, we can't, you know.
Right.
So form and content are always in a very delicate balancing act. In the trade magazine business, which is my primary platform, we come up with categories, but I always try to disclaim them as only being thumbnail descriptions and not to be taken too seriously. Because when you take the description too seriously, when you take the label too seriously, it stops you from making the necessary changes to evolve the content to where it should be. you start being true to some type of a ideal that really is counterproductive because it outlives its usefulness.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
It happens all the time.
Yes.
Well, you can't do that. Why can't we do that? Well, we don't do that in this particular situation. Not rock and roll, you know. That's not news talk.
The reason I brought it up is because I heard a great conversation with one of these people doing a local program in Boston talking about the significance of the Boeing aircraft deal, which is number 7 this week on the countdown. Mm-hmm. And how significant this fellow explained how significant Boeing is to our export business. And in fact, that Boeing is the leading, in terms of dollars, the leading export company in our country. More dollars get exchanged by us making and selling airplanes from the Boeing plant to every country in the world than anything else that we make, Apple products included. And so this guy went through the cost of a plane and how we're going to help the Iranians, and that was part of the deal. Well, he didn't get into politics, but I think a good discussion of this comes around to understanding that Iran deal that was so controversial was really done not to really contain the Iranians, but to get them off the sanctions, because it was well known, the Iranians made it well known to the Americans, that if we did a deal to get rid of the sanctions, they'd give us an order for 400 planes, plus 100 aircraft that would be used for their air force.
Right.
So what you get right
down
into
battle against us.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, this is all about money. This is all the deal for the military-industrial complex on one side, and for Boeing, not that it's bad, at least the Boeing part of it, because it's big business and a lot of people get jobs and yada, yada. But just so you know, what the real story is behind that deal, we were sold a bill of goods that would make us safer. It hasn't got a damn thing to do with us being safer. It just has to do. And if you look at the pictures of the people who were at the signing, you know, they had this big signing ceremony. We got this big deal, and the signing ceremony was touted, you know, all these big people. Well, the president of Boeing was there. President Raytheon was there, president of a number of companies that would benefit from the signing of the deal. Those are the people who were there. And so it's but how many actually knew that? I think the Boeing story and how much money it takes to build a plane is fascinating.
Yeah, if you've ever driven past a Boeing plant, it really becomes very obvious what a big company that is.
Oh, yeah.
What a major enterprise the building of just one big airplane is. Imagine building hundreds of them.
Yeah, I did a program one day when I was the guest of a station that I was on in Seattle, and I was invited to come out to do the program, and it happened to coincide with the introduction of the Boeing 777. It was the first plane coming off of the assembly line and being delivered to British Airways, and I did my program standing under the wing of that plane that day. And they walk around these huge buildings, huge, or am I supposed to say now in this day and age, huge buildings, and understand what, as you say, what an important, I mean, yeah, you drive by on the interstate in Seattle or go through Everett or any of those places up in the Northwest where they have the plants. It's just, it's fantastic. What a great American story. Yeah, right. Okay. Perhaps one of the most controversial things as the week ended was a focus on Disney and their resort hotel, where the people who go to the hotel apparently feed alligators as sport. So if you can imagine anything dumber than this, the people at Disney allowing and in fact even encouraging the residents of this particular hotel to throw leftover food after they're done eating into the lagoon so the alligators will come up and eat the food. Well, one ate a 2-year-old baby this week. And so the spotlight's on Disney and the horror show that is a result of this. And I even hesitated to do it because it was such a horrible story, Michael. And I hesitated to talk about it because what do you do with this? 2-year-old kid in the mouths of a of an alligator. But then the ancillary stuff that comes after, when you find out that the people in the hotel are encouraging guests, well, one of the reasons to pay $2,000 a night is you can feed the alligators.
Yeah, and of course it saves the hotel and Disney money in terms of feeding these alligators.
Right. They create a lagoon to bring in alligators. What do they think is going to happen? It's kind of like the kid that went into the
gorilla
at the zoo, into the gorilla containment area.
Yeah.
Hello, you're not smart enough.
Well,
to
what it comes down to, what it comes
there.
Down to, if I can jump in, the common thread through all of our 10 topics is blame. We live in a time when people turn everything into a political football. The politics of everything becomes the primary subject, and the blame game is the way it's scored. I guess. I mean, it's who's to blame, as opposed to, well, that was an unfortunate accident. Well, this is the way of the world. Well,
what has brought us to that point? Why?
We don't really know the facts behind why this guy went and shot everybody. Some people are saying nobody shot anybody, that it was a hoax. I mean, you realize there are a lot of people out there who think all of these massacres are a hoax.
Yeah.
You know, where are the body bags? Where is the blood? But there's some things, Doug, just really deserve to be kept cool while, you know, very, very sober heads deal with it to try to figure out what the heck really happened. It takes 5 seconds for all the politicians to jump in on any of these things, or all the causists, or all the people who have an axe to grind, to say, see, look at that. It's because of blah, blah, whatever it is that their cause or purposes, without knowing what the hell really happened or what the truth behind these individual isolated stories happens to be. So that's the real common thread. Week after week, to our top 10 or to any of these topics, they become political footballs. People rush to judgment and everybody's ready to cast blame. And sometimes there is no blame. Sometimes we're all to blame. And sometimes it just is an accident.
Do you ever see the I had a sign in my office, and I had it there for a long time. The sign read, "Fix the problem, not the blame." Because fixing the blame doesn't fix the problem. When you get right down to it.
Well, it creates a bigger problem. The blame game is a major problem.
In and of itself, no matter what the issue is.
Well, we'll never really know what happened in Orlando, because everybody's blaming and everybody's pointing and everybody's using it as a political football to their advantage. I mean, look at Donald Trump. First thing he did was, people are congratulating me. He was self-congratulating in the aftermath of a massacre within minutes. See? I told you so.
He blamed it on immigrants. And that's such a dead end. Wow. As part of the overview on the countdown, the lists that are a part of our discussion become important. So let me review for you at this moment the top 10 people being discussed this week. No, I don't think there's anything here that you wouldn't expect to hear when it comes to the world of sports talk radio. Steph Curry and LeBron James on the list. Brock Turner is on the list. Paul Ryan is on the list, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, and Omar Mateen. He's at number one. Those are the top 10 names that are in the focus this week. I guess Omar Mateen would be the only one on there that you wouldn't have known from some other conversation. Brock Turner has been on the list for the last couple of weeks. He's the person who says he's a victim. Oh, imagine that. He's a victim. Woo! So anyway, those are the people that are the subject matter of much of our conversation this week in review here on the Countdown. We'll pause for a moment here in the conversation. A few more words from Michael Harrison coming up in a matter of moments here on this week's Countdown.
When you need it, spend a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Are anti-establishment candidates a positive sign? I'm Matt Carey with the Lexington Institute, and it's your country. The spectator sport known as the political season is in high gear and more intense than ever before. We saw the slow-motion collapse of the Democratic Party this decade with the loss of hundreds of state and national political offices. Now we may be watching the fast-motion collapse of the Republican Party, with anti-establishment candidates gathering the vast majority of presidential primary votes. Nearly 70% of the country thinks America is heading in the wrong direction. Our economic recovery is the slowest on record, with 1 in 5 Americans on food stamps and 1 in 3 on welfare. Who can blame the voters for being upset? Maybe the trouble in both political parties is a positive sign. Americans are searching for alternative ideas and leaders and are willing to take chances with outsiders. I'm Matt Carey with the Lexington Institute, and remember, it's your country.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or a condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Let's reflect now on the charts for the week of June 13th to the 17th. That is the stories, the big topics, the talk radio turn-ons, if you will. At number 10, sports talk radio, what's going on, the coverage of the NBA Finals, the excitement and the overview of the ratings on radio stations that are carrying baseball. Really fantastic. Number 9, the Stanford rape case, that outrage. Number 8, the relationships that we have with China, most notably the military incidents that have been going on. Number 7, the Boeing airplane deal with the Iranians. Number 6, the battle against Daesh. Number 5, the death of the small child in Disneyland at the resort at the mouths of a gator. Number 4, the killing of the member of parliament in England. Number 3, the presidential race. Number 2, proposed new gun legislation as a result of number 1, which was the Orlando Club massacre. That's it. The overview of the top 10 stories here on the countdown. All right, a few more seconds with Michael Harrison. I'm wondering how, with regard to Twitter or Instagram, Facebook, how these stories play out. We get a lot of conversation off of the airwaves, but do a lot of people on the air get a lot of their conversation from reading social media? Yes? No? What do you think?
Social media reflects whatever's going on in the world. So the answer is, of course.
So we reflectors ourselves of what's going on in the world, right?
Well, the media and the subjects are reflections of each other. It's the relationship with your face and the mirror. You look in the mirror, you go, oh, I need to shave, so you shave. Did the mirror cause you to do that, or did the mirror tell you you had to do it for other reasons? You don't know who's leading whom.
You're really smart, Michael. That's why you're here. Thank you. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, on the countdown. It's 10 before the hour.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And here to lend credibility to the broadcast is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law, practicing his, he's not here to practice, but he practices. Don't become a client of his because he's going to practice on you. He also has done a great job by presenting the world with a website called scamaside.com, which basically aims at helping people try to find out if they've been scammed or if you have, how to get remedy. It's a great place to go. And the reason I have Steve here every week is to take some of the stories and the aspects of the law and how they apply. I was looking, you know, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Twitter at Good Day Show this week has been filled with headlines, to wit, Gator tragedy leaves Disney facing legal nightmare. So let's have, from the lawyer's point of view, what the extent of that legal nightmare may be.
Well, you know, there is certainly the possibility that they could be sued for not taking reasonable precautions to warn people about the risks of alligators in Florida waters. You know, I don't think they could be held responsible for keeping alligators out of there. And there were signs telling people not to swim in this areas. There weren't any specific alligator warnings. And frankly, the number of alligator attacks, even in Florida, are relatively few. It's somewhat rare. So I think their liability may be, somewhat overextended.
Apparently, there are some who say that the staff members encourage people to feed the alligators.
You got to be kidding me.
No. Yes.
That one has got to be.
Check that out. Yeah, right. There. Check that one out. All right.
Okay, I will.
Here. All right. The Stanford rape case. this judge, the more you find out what a bungling boob this guy is, you wonder how he could survive a recall. Is that the remedy in California? The judges are appointed. They're not elected. So if you have a politician, you get appointed because you're connected to somebody. Isn't that how it works, right?
Yeah, you know, it's really tough as to whether you want to have elected or appointed judges. Here in Massachusetts, they're all appointed, and that's supposed to take it out of the political arena, and to some extent it does. But again, you know, people who get appointed judges are really getting it because of political influence anyway. But this judge was actually to be appointed to hear another sexual assault case, but the chief judge removed him from that. Yeah, they do have a procedure, as they do in most states, for a recall and removal of judges. And in California, they have used it and have done it. And quite frankly, I think there's a good chance that that could happen to this judge.
Well, I'm looking at something. I guess a quick personal aside. I'm involved in a legal case in California, and the lawyer representing me there sent me an overview of the judge. He found out who the judge was going to be.
Yeah.
And I looked online. The reviews aren't good. I went there. Listen to this. Oh, you know, I'm sure about this. TheRobingRoom.com and GavelBangers.com, two places where you can read reviews of judges. And I looked at this guy, and I thought to myself, how in the name of heaven is this guy still? The reviews are so bad. Or is that just one of the things that you expect? It's kind of like Yelp for judges.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing I would just caution you about, Doug, because when it comes to this kind of a website, the people who are going to be putting stuff up aren't generally going to be the people who are praising this judge.
Happy.
They're people who are irritated. And frankly, I remember doing a divorce case years ago, and a judge actually complimented me on something, and he said, but don't expect your client to be happy. This was in a divorce. He said, any party that leaves my court happy, I haven't done my job. But generally, somebody's not going to be happy in a divorce, maybe one side or the other even more. But somebody's not going to be happy. Somebody's going to be disgruntled, and somebody's not going to like the judge. So you got to take those reviews with a grain of salt.
Here come the judge. All right, quickly, gun legislation. Chance at passing or not?
I actually think there could be some legislation that passes after this one. I think there is enough public outrage. I don't think it'll be extensive, but the fact that people who are on terrorist watch lists and on do not fly lists can actually purchase guns is absolutely, totally absurd. And I have liked looking at the old quotes of Ronald Reagan saying there's no reason for any individual person to have an AK-47.
All right. There's an overview of some of the legal aspects of the countdown stories this week from Stephen J.J. Wiseman. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.